What's Cancer X? It's the national accelerator for innovation to help realize the goals of the Reignited Cancer Moonshot.
Welcome back to Digital Health Today, the place to be to get the insights of leaders making the healthcare of tomorrow available today. I'm your host, Dan Kendall, and I've been traveling. I've been really fortunate lately to be able to get out to several industry events. In February, I traveled to Berlin, Germany for the ATTD, and in March, I attended the APHA annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. The ATTD is, of course, about advanced technologies and treatments for diabetes, and APHA is the American Pharmacists Association. Right now, while I'm recording this, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee for the ViVE meeting. Now, at all of these conferences, I've been able to speak to various leaders of companies of all sizes, and I'll be launching those episodes over the coming weeks. I'm publishing this episode from the road because I wanted to help share some exciting news about the work being done to fight and beat cancer. 4 years ago, I interviewed Jennifer Goldsack about a brand new organization, the Digital Medicine Society, also known simply as DIME. Jen is the CEO of DIME, and I caught up with her again here in Nashville to learn about a major new initiative that will forever alter the course of cancer research and treatment. Jen shared the details about this announcement, as well as the progress that's being made to bring digital medicines to the people, places, and populations that can benefit most. Let's jump into the conversation with Jen and learn more about DIME and the work they're doing to stop cancer in its tracks. Jen, I'm excited to be speaking with you as we're coming up on the fourth anniversary of DIME. So for listeners that didn't catch the episode we did several years ago when your organization first started, why don't you tell us a little bit about what DIME is and what it's evolved to over the past 4 years?
Yeah, and it's hard to believe that it's nearly been 4 years, Dan, but DIME is a global nonprofit. Our mission is to advance the ethical, effective, equitable, and safe use of digital technology to redefine healthcare and improve lives. Now, Dan, what that doesn't mean is that we're trying to shoehorn digital solutions into every nook and cranny of the healthcare system. But what it does mean is we are trying to position this large and complex industry to realize the promise of these new tools in the toolbox, these digital tools to solve some of the most pressing and persistent challenges that our field faces.
So we've heard digital, we've heard medicine, you are the Digital Medicine Society. Tell me, what does that mean in practice? Let's talk a little bit about the things that you guys have been involved with.
So think about our mission. It's bold and it's broad. And so what do we do? Fundamentally, it's three things. So first and foremost, we are conveners. We think of digital medicine as the most interdisciplinary field you can imagine, from citizen scientists to cybersecurity experts, to physicists, to engineers, to product folks, data scientists, clinical care providers, to healthcare executives, payers, regulators, investors, funders. We all have to be driving together to realize the promise of these tools. So last year, in 2022, DIME brought together over 200 organizations, including government, including all of the top 10 pharma, including some of the leading healthcare systems like VA, Moffitt Cancer Center, Ochsner Health, the big payer organizations. We brought together many, many startups, big tech, innovators, to come to the table and say, what needs to be done in the pre-competitive space for us to be successful? So we also ran 15 projects last year, all in the pre-competitive space, that ranged from coming up with things like a care transitions toolkit into, out of, and across virtual first care, through to the development of a digital measure in the pre-competitive space, specifically nocturnal scratch for use in atopic dermatitis. So that's our research portfolio. And then, Dan, I'm really proud that last year we actually launched our education portfolio, because we know it's not enough to solve the problems with best practices unless we train the field to be able to implement them. So we now have a variety of different educational offerings, from CME for clinicians to enterprise offerings for our pharma colleagues to an applied digital health ethics course that's available to absolutely everyone. So we have been busy in the last 3.5, coming up on 4 years, and we're really proud of that.
I can tell you, as an external observer, it's been really fascinating to watch the evolution, development, and the pace which your organization has been coming together. And I know that we're here at ViVE because you've got a special announcement that you're making. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you're announcing here at this event.
It is really big news. And I think the most important thing is it's not just DIME. DIME has partnered with Moffitt Cancer Center and our colleagues at the federal government to announce Cancer X. What's Cancer X? It's the national accelerator for innovation to help realize the goals of the Reignited Cancer Moonshot. So on February 3rd of this year, it was the 1 year anniversary of the Reignited Cancer Moonshot, and the White House put out all of their plans for the coming year. CancerX was one of them. And in quite 2 months, we've stood up a tremendous opportunity for folks to come to the table, participate in pre-competitive research, accelerators, and demonstration projects to reduce the number of deaths from cancer by 50%. That's the audacious goals of the Moonshot. And Dyme, partnering with Moffitt, partnering with our colleagues in the federal government, are standing up CancerX. We invite everyone to come and join us in pursuit of this mission.
You mentioned that you're working with the federal government. So I know that you're a global organization. Tell me how this work fits into the global ecosystem that you're working to improve.
So the challenge with healthcare delivery, it is quite local, nation by nation. What's less local is research. And what's less local are the principles of what it means to care for somebody in the digital era of healthcare. So while admittedly some of the early focus of CancerX will be on care delivery in the domestic US, that's the goals of the Cancer Moonshot. When we think about bringing, for example, our pharma partners to the table, by definition, drug development, for example, is an international endeavor. We have to make sure that we are conducting trials and that we are developing therapies that work for every person, regardless of place, regulatory region, spoken, so on and so forth. So that would be the mechanism by which this particular initiative applies globally. At Dyme, we also think about having a global presence. We have to think about the opportunity to redefine healthcare in the digital era, whether it's for the care of people with cancer or whether it's for any particular disease or condition. We have to think about harmonization wherever possible. So some other work we've been doing recently is around defining, in partnership with our FDA colleagues, regulatory pathways for new digital products. And in fact, the next project we launch after CancerX will be an international regulatory pathways project, thinking not only about what are the different product types, what are the regulatory pathways, and what are the evidence considerations for these digital products in the US, but how can we think about that in the major markets around the world? How can we codify that? And then how can we compare and contrast so that people can have integrated evidence plans that allow them to push into multiple global markets? We do really think about all of the people globally that can benefit from the digitization of healthcare. Healthcare delivery is more siloed country by country just because of payment, for example, but we're always keeping an eye to eliminating as many silos as possible at each juncture.
Let's dive in a little bit more about the CancerX initiative. So how can people link into it? What is the membership structure and what are some of the key initiatives you guys are going to be going after?
CancerX will have a broad membership structure and they will help guide our priorities. However, we've already predetermined that the structure for CancerX will be a three-pronged approach. So first of all, we will have evidence generation projects happening in the pre-competitive space. And in fact, when we announce CancerX tomorrow, we will also announce our first pre-competitive project, which will be the use of digital innovation to improve equity and reduce financial toxicity in the care of people with cancer. There couldn't be a more important project to start with, and we want to start there because absent equity, none of the innovation matters. We have to make sure we bring everyone with us. So the first structure will be defining what good looks like as we innovate in cancer. The second will be an accelerator. So we're going to actually stand up an accelerator where we'll have a rolling annual cohort of some of the leading innovators trying to provide and develop solutions to improve the way we care for people with cancer. And that's the second prong. And then Dan, the third prong will be demonstration projects to actually implement some of these new best practices in partnership with some of those leading innovators that we've helped foster and prepare for the complex world of healthcare delivery and show, don't tell, that these solutions work at scale. So while we might describe it as a three-pronged approach, you can almost imagine it as a flywheel. We define what good looks like, we support those innovative organizations to be ready to deliver that, and then we show in practice that this can work. We feel strongly that when CancerX is structured like this, it will have the greatest and most rapid impact, bringing innovative solutions to bear for as many people with cancer as possible.
Where can people find out more about CancerX?
Because this is a co-hosted initiative with our government colleagues and importantly with Moffitt Cancer Center, they can go to cancerx.health. There's an opportunity to learn about all of the different ways to engage and sign up to get connected.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before I let you go?
Just to thank you, Dan, for all of your support along the way. I'm really proud of the impact our organization has had and appreciate your partnership. It's been a wild nearly 4 years. We appreciate our colleagues at Moffitt for being willing to partner with us on this, and of course our colleagues at the federal government, and welcome everyone to join us on this really important journey. We have the vehicle to improve the lives of people with cancer, every person with cancer. Let's use it.
Thanks to Jen Goldsack and her team for arranging that opportunity to share that information with us while we were there live at ViVE. Take a look at our show notes for links to CancerX, as well as to the Digital Medicine Society, their recent announcements, and while you're there, why don't you join their Slack group and sign up for one of their courses through the Dime Academy. Be sure to visit our website as well, digitalhealthtoday.com, for links to events, other Digital Health Today programs, and more resources. As always, thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep on innovating.